Adrestus threw his arms around his knees and begged him,
"Son of Atreus, take me alive. You will have all the ransom one could ask. Plenty of precious things, gold and silver, and hard-wrought iron, fill my father's house. He would give anything, no end of ransom, if he could only know I am alive among the Achaean ships."
Adrestus's plea won his great captor to consent. He thought of granting him safe conduct to the ships by his own runner, when his brother Agamemnon in grim haste came by to bar his mercy, and cried, "What now, soft heart? Were you so kindly served at home by Trojans? I give a curse for them. O Menelaus, once in our hands, not one should squirm away from death's hard fall. No fugitive, not even the man-child carried in a woman's belly. Let them all, without distinction, perish, every last man of Ilion, without a tear, without a trace." Implacably thus he recalled his brother's mind to duty. And Menelaus pushed away Adrestus. Then Agamemnon speared him in the flank, and he fell backward. Stamping with one heel hard on his chest, he disengaged the spear. Now Nestor, in a loud voice, called to the Argives, "Friends, Danaans, fighters, companions of Ares, no one should linger over booty now, piling up all he can carry to the ships. Now is the time to kill them. Later on, strip them at leisure when they lie here dead." Shouting, he urged them on. And once again the Trojans, overmastered by Achaeans and cowed, would have re-entered Ilion. But Helenus Priamides, an augur better than any, halted beside Aeneas and Hector, saying, "You two bear the brunt of Lycian and Trojan travail, always, in every enterprise, war plans or battle, first among us all. Take your stand here. Here make our troops hold fast before the gates. Rally them everywhere, or back again they go pell-mell into the arms of women. A great day for our enemies. Put heart into all our men, into every company, and we can hold this line against Danaans, dead tired as we are. We have no choice. But you go up into the city, Hector. Speak to our mother. Tell her to call together women in age like hers. Unlock the shrine of gray-eyed Athena in our citadel, and choose that robe most lovely and luxurious, most to her liking in the women's hall, to place upon Athena's knees.